Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. This week, attorneys in central Pennsylvania reported that more alleged victims of former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky had come forward. One of those attorneys, Ben Andreazzi, has said he will have information on additional alleged victims next week. Current assistant coach Mike McQueary claimed in an email that he had notified police of his alleged discovery of Sandusky sexually abusing a 10-year-old boy in the showers at Penn State in 2002, though the authorities say they have no record of that. Yesterday, the NCAA announced an investigation of, quote, institutional control over the athletic programs at Penn State. Meanwhile, on Thursday night, ESPN reported that two men who had been ball boys for the men's basketball team at Syracuse University during the late 70s and 80s had accused longtime assistant coach Bernie Fine of sexually abusing them. Fine has been placed on administrative leave, though Syracuse head coach Jim Boeheim, citing an investigation which was dropped 6 years ago for lack of corroboration, has characterized the charges as lies. When I spoke last week with Charlie Pierce about the sexual abuse of children that had allegedly gone on at Penn State, he left no doubt about what he considered to be the story's core.
There is nothing here except the rape of children. There's nothing else. There's nothing else to talk about. Some coach's legacy, college football, I don't care about any of that. The rape of children is the only thing you should care about here. And if we haven't learned that after 20 years of covering this in the Catholic Church, I don't know when we ever will.
Charlie's comments generated a great deal of email and lots of Facebook posts. Laura Howitt wrote, "The fury in your voice and words echoed my anger. Thank you for your right-on commentary." Rand Robinson of Margate, Florida wrote, "Charlie's thoughts are spot on. It's about rape and molestation of children, plain and simple." And Michaela Sidori emailed to say she thought Charlie's comments were, quote, "totally appropriate, courageous, and thoughtful." In her email, Rebecca Latson of Angleton, Texas, referred to Charlie as, quote, "someone who actually sees and understands the real issue in the Penn State fiasco." Dr. Arthur Leifert, who hears Only a Game on New Hampshire Public Radio, also emailed us. In reference to Charlie's remarks, he wrote, "You said it all, the parallels with the church and reverence for the personality cults generated by some Division I football programs is pertinent. Thank you. Your words brought me to a saddened standstill." Among the many postings on our Facebook page was this one from Robert Erie. "I am not a Penn State fan, but I think Charlie Pierce's comments were sanctimonious and self-serving." Mr. Erie went on to accuse Charlie of, quote, "beating his favorite whipping boy, college athletics." You can reach us through onlyagame.org. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Only a Game Radio. And you can leave a message on the listener line by calling 617-353-1860.